Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Y'all, so it's Friday Night Live. We're gonna go ahead and get it going. It's me, Miss Unbelievable, here tonight. We are the Monstars holding it down for you tonight. We're gonna get it going on this Friday, get ready for this weekend. The epidemic's almost over, and we're gonna get out and kick it. 563-999-3411. Trying to get your weekend going. Holla at me. You can find more from us at monstarsradio.com. But for now, this is Beyonce. And before I let you go, I'm going to blow you out. Wow.
I wanna make sure I'm right, boy.
Friday Night Live, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and surrounding suburbs. What up, St. Paul? What up, Richfield? Brooklyn, Paul?
Pull up to Coachella. Boots with the ghost feathers. I brought the squad with me. Black on black bandanas. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana. Singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time.
Before we let go into this weekend, we are the Monstars. I'm BJ E Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. And this is the Monstar US Radio Podcast. Friday Night Live. We got a lot of things for y'all tonight. We got some entertainment news. Let's see here. I got some music. What else we got? What else we got, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, you know, I always talk about, you know, what are you guys going to do since COVID is coming to an end? How, what is the first thing that you would like to do seeing that COVID is coming to an end? And what do you deem is essential for you, like to get out and go?
Right. So that's who we on tonight. So we trying to see what your ass is up to. A lot of places are reopening, Miss Unbelievable. Some started opening up this week. Some people are already partying. That's why I want to know, are you going out to kick it? What you going to do? Now, I know I said the pandemic's almost over. I meant like the quarantine. They starting to open things back up. Talking about business-wise, whether it be bars, restaurants, places where people go have social fun. So I want to know, I mean, is y'all going out to kick it? You going to stay your ass inside? And why? That's my little simple shit. So we got entertainment news, music. What do we got on the chop block? Who's going to get their head busted with this entertainment news? We just like everybody else, y'all, but our commentary is a little different.
Well, we got a brandy situation. We got another, is it verse day? Competition going on. We got a grandpa doing good things. We got someone who passed away. We got information on the Ahmaud case. I got some Fetty Wap, and I got some COVID stuff that is just like, I told y'all. Situation. I told you.
Okay. So sounds like we got a lot. We got a little show for Okay. That's what's up. So, all right. Like we say, y'all, you can connect with us. You can find more over at MonstarsRadio.com. You can connect with the crew members. Find more of the archive shows, things like that. We also got a 24-hour stream where we got the independent artists mixed in with the majors, whether it be remixes or originals. It's all mashed up into one big gumbo pot, so make sure you check that out. Don't forget, go to SolomeSpeaks.com. Please purchase the book or merchandise, because when you support SolomeSpeaks.com, you support the show. That's how we bring it to you for free. Also support Monsters Radio. Monster US Podcast, which is you're listening now, Monster US Apparel, Elite Way Management, and Picasso Painting. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. I got it all out the right way that time.
Yes.
That is right. So, all right, let's see here. Let me find this dude. I want to find this guy, Louisiana. new upcoming artist. I think we're just going to start our weekend off with this guy right here. Hey, you want to hear something funny? Like, anybody knows me, I like multiple streams of income. I just started doing something where I'm an independent contractor. I'll be going, like, Target stores and shit like that, doing all kinds of things, right? So, you know, I did my little, you know, connection with the people. Y'all call them interviews. I call them connections with the people to see if they really like you and if you'll work on the team. Why did the boss lady be like, oh, you have a podcast? Send me the link. I don't know if that's going to be a good idea. I'm just going to say that right now. So what do y'all think? Should I send the link to the boss or just let it go? When we come back, we're going to see what Miss Unbelievable thinks. This guy right here, man, I'm just going to let him tell you who he is on a Friday night.
Mic check. It's your dog, Louisiana, a.k.a. Louisiana Cash. And right now I'm live and direct with my dog, DJ E-Monster. We doing it from Louisiana back to Minnesota. Believe that.
Get it. All right, Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Let's get it. This right here is Louisiana. This is DeMar Jackson. Called What's Your Name? Monsters Radio. Friday night. Trying to get them going. You ready, mama? You ready?
All right. We ready. Let's get it. Let's go.
563-999-3411.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't go into your whole DJ lady here. But it is what it is. Let me stop what you just got.
And don't trust myself, so don't trust me. You got your own house, own job, own car. You spending money by the bar, girl. Let me see you twerk something. If I hit it, I'ma hurt something. Yeah. Believe that. Maybe you can be my old lady.
You can be my old lady.
Maybe me and you can have a baby.
Be my baby mama.
I just wanna hit you on a daily, but don't make a nigga crazy. I'm just asking you. Yeah.
Unbelievable
is my name. Liddy Lit is my name. Oh, my bad.
I love Liddy Lit in the house. Oh, Liddy Lit, DJ Liddy Lit t-shirts coming soon. Oh, matter of fact, we might have a battle. You know how they got the verses, Miss Unbelievable? We might go DJ Liddy Lit against DJ E-Monster, and we're going to see how it go down. You dig? We're going to see
down.
What it do. Because
That'll be so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to see. We have our own verses. You know what I mean?
Yes. Let's go.
Okay.
That means I will have to put some music on there, you know, secretly put it on there. Or, you know, I'm going to put some music on there to get in that ass. You got to let me put it on the board and get in that ass. Because I'm going to get in that ass. Yes. You don't want this.
See.
I'm just saying, I learned from the master. You don't want this.
See,
the pupil is calling out the master.
Now, I see your age is not showing right now. That's some young people shit. You should already know. You can't talk shit to me. Come on, I'm going to bust your ass. Oh, yeah, will you load this for me? Oh, I'm sorry. It didn't work. That's exactly how it's going to go. You ain't busting shit, player. Not a goddamn great. My bad. Put my hands up. So, all right, y'all. So,
why you're coughing and your hands is in the air, I just want to, you know, do a shout out. The Sodomy Speaks has been working with us, also Snatched. She was on the show. She took over the show on Tuesday, and so we now have collaborated, and so she's doing, you know, the body part, and I'm doing the mind part with the book. So it's a great collaboration. You could definitely go to Social Snatch and then hit me up at Sodomy Speaks, and then you know, we're real collaborating. We're getting it in, and we're just being black queens for each other, black business queens for each other, you know, supporting and doing what we can to move the business ahead. So shout out to both of us.
Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, well, we got in the entertainment news.
Okay, so, yeah, is it the Verzees? So, Brandy says she's down for the Verzee battle, but Monica has declined.
That's Verzees. It's Verzees.
Verzees? Okay.
It's like, yeah, so, it's like Monica versus Brandy. So, yeah, it's called Verzees.
Okay. Verzees. So, Monica, she declined. She was like, nope. She's officially over the little beef that, you know, they always want to say going on between them.
I was going to say.
She was like, fans are hungry to see them go head to head. Monica and Brandy says people are still trying to put them against them. 20 years later, the reality is I think The Boy Is Mine is such a phenomenal record because we're polar opposites, but she thinks it's dope. And she thinks she's one of the greatest. This is Monica saying she thinks she's the greatest of all times. But she's like, I'm not interested in doing the verses. I'm passing. She doesn't want to do it. She said, I'm doing my own music. But she enjoyed everyone else who's doing the battle and the competition. So have at it. She said, the paperwork ain't looking good. To Monica, and I didn't know they were getting paid to do all this. I thought it was just free, you know what I'm saying? So they said the paperwork wasn't looking good to her, and she's promoting, you know, whatever she's on, you know, Monica's doing something different. So we're waiting to see, is that really going to happen between Monica and Brandy, because Monica don't want to brand it as she's branding her new stuff as still battling with Brandy. I get it. Like, you're older now. You don't want to be known as, that's all you want to be known for, with Brandy is battling. Y'all don't like each other. I get it, but we really want to see who's better. Like, who had the better cuts? Who had the better hits? Like, that could be definitely something that you can really argue about. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, I'll say it like this. That's the first thing I was going to say is, say, well, Brandy probably won't do, or Monica, because of the beef that her and Brandy had, and the people don't know. I believe it all started over a dancer. It was like somebody on Monica's team, or Monica yelled at one of Brandy's dancers, doo-doo-doo, and that's how the beef started. If I'm not mistaken, that's how the beef started. But I'm on Monica's team on this one. You dig? You don't always have to verse verse somebody. You dig? Because at the end of the day, like she said, you're fucking with your brand. This is what I mean. If I'm out here and I'm saying I'm the number one runner, this is what I mean, people. A lot of people, y'all see it as fun and games, but this shit is serious at the end of the day. There's results that come because of this, and you'll understand in a second. If I tell you I'm the number one runner, and you used to seeing me run, da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm fast as fuck. Now here comes Owens, talking about he the fastest. da 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 da. Now y'all talking about let me pit these two together. When both of y'all can just be great in your own, don't fight amongst each other and you'll both become great. But when you start to pit against each other, even though it's for fun, somebody's brand is going to be diminished. Now you'll always be seen as a second hand compared to the other one. And when you're branding yourself, you don't want them seem second to nobody. So I get it. I get it. Like, you don't always have to battle people. Like, they talking about Eminem battling DMX and all this other stuff. And funny games, yes, that's fun. It's entertaining, blah, 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 blah. But everything's on the line for these two, DMX and Eminem. I'm just going a different way. You get what I'm saying? If M loses to X, if X loses to M, tell me whose brand is going to be built. One of them is going to be diminished.
Right. Right.
Y'all understand what
keep
we're
that.
Saying? Like, yeah, that shit's
yeah,
cool.
Keep that going.
But you don't always have to be competitive. Yeah.
Yeah, so keep that going. So 112 versus Jagged Edge, they're going to give it a try. So they talk about, we ain't getting no younger, so let's give it a try. So as you're talking about branding, so they're like, let's give it a try between these two. And a lot of people are doing, you know, verse. They said this is an anticipated head-to-head. It's coming on the 25th. Something for the ladies is what they're calling it. Now, I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, does 112 have that many songs to even do a verse?
Okay, don't get me wrong. I like 112. I am biased. Don't get it twisted. I love me some Jagged Edge. You dig? Fuck the song. Do they even have the singing capability to even stand on the stage with Jagged Edge? Yeah, that's
do
what I'm saying. Ain't nobody spoke up.
Do they? I'm like, I like y'all because, you know, they had some songs.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they both got cut.
But like,
singing?
Who gonna run outside? You know, because I think they go like, and they don't sing. They just play their music back to back, back to back, and it's almost like DJing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, does 112 even have an hour or two worth of stuff for us to watch? Because, you know, Jagged Edge does, because of some of the fact. They were producers, so they can pull out anything. You know, we produce this. But I don't think they was out long enough to give us a hot show for we were like, oh, my God. Even though Jagged Edge, you know, I got love for y'all. I got love for y'all. But I don't know how interesting that battle would be.
Right. Yeah. Now, if people really want to battle, that's how I want to see it. I want to see you battle live. Y'all got to sing y'all songs, or you don't even have to sing the whole song. Just sing, like, a verse and a chorus. You know what I mean? Just sing one verse and a chorus. Y'all can pick whose verse it is. It don't matter. Do it that way. You rappers, y'all want to battle doing the hook in the first verse, or do the all the way up to the first chorus. The first hook, chorus, whatever, verse, chorus. That's how I want to see. I want to see you perform live. I want to see you actually do it and battle.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to bring
when
a whole new element.
Because
they
like,
fuck up, you're done.
Right. When I first watched it, I was like, y'all just playing y'all music. I could go back into my crib and go play y'all music. Like, I could put verse to verse. I was like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what verses is? Okay,
right.
Who broke the internet doing that? Like, come on. That's not even, I thought I was going to see some singing. I thought they was going to be like, yes, you know, break it out, you know, sing at least once or twice during the whole thing. No, they got horrible internet. They got horrible setups. They talking about stuff I ain't interested in. I'm like, oh, okay. Can y'all have put something else that was And I'm a music head, so you know I'm listening, but really, that's not live for me. I want to see some live. I want to see what y'all chops got now. I want to see what you're working with now, because when I'm coming to the concert, I'm coming to see you now.
Right.
Live now.
So yeah, but yeah, they got some interesting ones. I'm not gonna lie, like. You know, it was entertaining in the beginning, or it's still entertaining now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with checking them out if you're into that. All I ask is, you know, when you're a listener, just be a listener. You know what I mean? Don't be biased. If the person that loses, they lost. It is what it is. It's all fun and games. Nothing's really official. You know what I mean? So it shouldn't, as I was saying, you know, it shouldn't diminish their brand in your mind. So if Brandy lost to Monica, Monica lost to Brandy, it don't matter. If Babyface lost to, you know what I mean, it don't matter. It's just all fun and games, you know what I mean? And that's how we should all just look at it. So.
But let's be honest, some of those would change the game. Stop playing. Because they would be like,
True that
all along. Try to tell y'all. Knew that all along.
You know
try
who I
want to
see battle?
That's why. That's why Erykah Badu went in saying, you know what, Jill got hit after hit. I don't know if I'm going to beat her. You know what I'm saying? And I love that she was that confident knowing that this woman has hits that she was rocking to. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, I'm a little nervous because I heard her hits. And they was playing hits that we ain't never heard. So that's the good thing about it. But Brandy and Monica has hits after hits after hits. You know what I'm saying? Brandy, she has maybe one or two, three, if that. And all of hers is like when she was 12. I want to see some adult ones. You know, she did that one adult song called Mother. But come on, Brandy got Monica got Commitment that's burning the charts. She's got some other stuff that's burning the charts right now. Right now. What you got right now that we could be like, yeah, nothing. So I agree with Monica. I wouldn't. And to me, Jagged Edge would just murder 112.
Right. Well, Brandy got a new album out, so they're going to do whatever they can to bring attention to Brandy's new album. It's not getting the publicity that, you know, they expected. Yeah, she got a new album out. I forgot who she got on that album. I can look it up here in just a second, but yeah. I'm surprised I haven't put it in our system yet. We have it. It's just I just don't think it. As a matter of fact, let me look to see if that Brandy track is over here in our system.
Well, don't worry about it.
But what I was going to say was,
don't worry about it.
Well, I want to see battle. It'd be real short. But you know what? It's just unfair. I was about to say because of the, you know, all the drama and shit, you know, sometimes people say shit and you want to just see them get their head busted. I'm talking about just wide open. I want to see Jacquees go against Keith Sweat. But like I said, there's okay. Jacquees, stop. Okay, play your first one. Okay.
Right.
it's over. You did.
Yeah.
Keith Sweat is too deep with it. Too deep. Real king of R&B. One of the real kings.
Who would you want to see Chris Brown with though? Like versus Chris Brown and who?
Usher. Yeah, I got an idea. I don't know. Who?
Usher?
That'd be a good one.
That would.
And with Usher. Yeah.
Usher got hits.
Yeah. Real hits. So it's Chris. When I think of verses, I think of, like, actually right now, one person singing against the other person, a cappella, in the room, like it used to be back in the day, Chicago on the corner, New York on the corner, and motherfuckers be in that group and be a you thought I was going to go in, didn't you? No.
I did. I thought you
was
about
thinking.
To go in.
You know
I thought
mean?
I was waiting. I was rocking. You thought I was rocking.
So, you know, that's what I'd be thinking when I think of the verses, but again, they just do the song. I don't have that Brandy over here. Damn, thought I'd have it in here.
You got the Monica, though, don't you?
Some new Monica? I do believe we got the new Monica in here. All right, let me look for that right quick.
Yeah.
People, don't forget, you can always listen to the shows 24/7, 365, and go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/monsteru. But go ahead. Yeah, I got one of her new songs, Commitment.
All right. Well, let's throw that on.
Shall we run it? All right.
Let's run with it. Run it.
New Monica, this is Commitment. She didn't make the commitment to battle, but I think that was a good ass choice. It is. It is what it is. Friday Night Live.
Will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't bring my heart? Good intentions. I ain't hard to please. I don't need a lot. Just show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions or my feelings. I need good sex and commitment. I don't want money, I'd rather effort. Somebody real, I can be myself around. Who makes me laugh? If I'm having a bad day, you know just what to say. I can show you all my thoughts and where my demons play. And you won't use them against me. You'd rather use them to lift me. Can you be there when I need you most? Make me feel beautiful. Give reassurance. Forever. See someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions.
Yeah, it's that new Monica, Commitment.
Yeah.
I like that song. I ain't going to lie, I like this song. So, all right, Friday Night Live. Don't forget, you can find more about our show over at monstarsradio.com. We also got a 24-hour stream where we mix the independent artists with the majors. You'll really enjoy the experience. And if you can give us any type of construction tips, it's still under construction over there, send us information on what we could do better. Also, if you want to submit your music, you send this. This is the email, supportstarsradio.com. All right, Miss Unbelievable, what else we got on the chop block on a Friday Night Live on this entertainment?
All right, Fetty Wap. I don't understand why anybody would want to holler at a Fetty, but Fetty Wap's estranged wife alleges he's a boo hound abuser cheater. But Fetty Wap denies it. So Fetty Wap's estranged wife is blowing the lid off of what led to their divorce, alleging the rapper was an alcoholic, a drug abuser who cheated on her and beat her. But Fetty's saying, wait, bullshit. The documents show that Fetty's real name is Willie Maxwell, beat her to a pulp less than a month after getting married back in August of 2019 in Toronto. She claims the marriage was severely impacted by his drug habits and alcohol abuse. She also claims that they got into a heated argument that turned physical. He struck her in her face with a closed fist, causing her bruise and black eye. She also claims his substance abuse was the problem for their short marriage. He also had extramarital affairs with several women. He traveled to Bahamas with another woman with his ongoing affair. She also claims that he's got his mistress tattoo on his wrist. Fetty Wap denies he's ever been physical, verbally, or emotionally abusive in his relationship. The rapper also denies about abusing booze and weed. He also flatly denies ever taking a trip to the Bahamas with another woman or getting his name tattooed on his wrist.
Ooh, it's going to be a domestic summer. I'm just saying. Man, everybody getting into it and exposing the back. Remember back in the day when you broke up with somebody, you just broke up with them? If anybody heard any dirt on it, it was just you. It was just your girlfriend. She knew to keep that motherfucking shit sealed. It is a vault of trust. Nowadays, motherfuckers get break up. They don't put everything out there. This motherfucker got a bad toenail on his left foot.
They
they just be telling everything. He can't fuck. Mm-hmm. He do drugs. He just want to start coke off my titties. There's all this shit people been coming out talking about the stars when they break up with them, so on and so forth. But as you was telling the story, I mean, don't get me wrong. All the things, if he did these things are totally wrong, especially when they put his hands on it. We're going to exclude that one from my comment. But as you were telling it, I'm like, and what you think was going to happen, mama? You married Fetty Wap. If y'all don't know about these entertainers, I don't know what the hell to tell y'all. Y'all ladies be going to the damn concert. Y'all see all how many of them chasing them. And you think your one is going to slow them down. This is public service now, man, at this point. I'm like, ladies, like, come on. For real? For real, for real. What do you think is going to happen? You think you finna hook up with fucking Jacquees? Or you think you finna hook up with who, the baby? And you think you're finna be the babysitter and he just gonna sit at home? No. No. You're gonna deal with all that bullshit that come with it. I'm not saying don't fuck with these people. If you wanna fuck with them, but don't be trying to keep them to no fish lake or no catch, I forgot how to say it. I sound like Bush right now. You know, you can't trick me once. You trick me twice. You just don't do it again. What is it? No catch, no keep lake. You know, when you catch the fish, but you got to throw it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what type of shit that is. You can play with the entertainers, but throw they ass back. Don't be trying to keep them. You can't take them home. No. This is the type of shit that happened. Now you married. Talking about eating, da, 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 da. Now, we're not saying he did it either. Because you know how it is. Y'all ladies know how. Some of y'all fellas act. Y'all know what it is. Soon as y'all get y'all little feelings hurt, y'all want to come up with all kinds of shit that probably wasn't true, but you believe it anyway. Y'all know what it is. So we don't know if this shit is real. She made it up because she hurt, whatever. But, but I don't be knowing what they expect. Dating celebrities. I just don't get it. I don't get it. But, you know. Ain't Fetty Wap, ain't that the dude with the eye?
Yep.
I'm not going to say nothing about that. Okay. You ain't divorcing because of the eye. Never mind. I'm going to stop. I'm going to get hate mail. Somebody going to punch me in my eye. It is. Same eye as his. Fetty Pop. Oh, that's what they're going to call me. Fetty Pop. My eye gonna be like, I'll tell you what happened. No, yeah, let's move along before I get beat up more.
I don't have, you know, for the first time, I don't think I have anything to say in regards to this because it's like I don't want to say it's the norm, but I want to say just because a man has money doesn't mean that he's changed who he was. Like, if he show you who he was from the beginning, believe him. If you was second, third, fourth, if he cheated on you, forgave him. If he cheated on you, you forgave him. If he cheated on you, forgave him. That's a pattern, baby girl. So what do you think comes after a cheater, a liar, a stealer, or, you know, a thief? Or, you know, all those things come together. And they all, because it's underneath pride, and you ain't going to tell me what I can and cannot do, married or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there's a change and he wants to honor you, yeah, baby girl, you saw the signs ahead of time, but you thought that you can change them. This is a public announcement on Blog Talk Radio, our podcast. You cannot change a man, no matter what you do. You cannot change a man. A man only changes because he wants to.
Mm-hmm. I think you should make that a little more broader, like you can't change a person. You know, we don't just act like it's just me and y'all be fucking up. But it is what it is. I got in my feelings.
I mean,
leave me alone.
You can talk to the girls. You can talk to the, you know, the guys. I'm talking to the girls tonight. I'm talking to them big-headed, hard-headed, think my pussy good girls who think, you know, if I do. Okay, let me stop. coronavirus update. Man allegedly lies about having the coronavirus. He's charged with wire fraud. So an Atlanta man used the corona pandemic to get out of work. The feds say he lied about testing positive for COVID-19 and sent in a fake medical excuse letter. Prosecutor says Santuan Antonio Davis, y'all just figure out what color he is yourself, left work back in March when he said his mother was exposed to COVID-19 and then falsely claimed he tested positive for the deadly virus. His scheme allegedly didn't end there. The Fed says Davis ended submitting a falsified letter to his Fortune 500 company, which ended up raising arms. Davis' medical excuse letter looked like a fake. There was no test results included in the document and didn't specify what he was treated for, even diagnosed. So they investigated, and they say they discovered he was making it all up. Davis eventually admitted he never contracted the virus and said there's no record of ever receiving treatment. The alleged ploy costed the Fed's company at least $100,000 to sanitize the entire workplace and quarantine other employees. Man. They didn't show
his
picture.
I'm just going to say it like this. Of course, this has nothing to do with any culture. I'm just going to say this. I ain't never trust no motherfucker named Juan. I'm just going to say it. I got a homeboy close as hell. I don't trust no motherfucker named Juan. I ain't never met a good Juan. That's like, who? I ain't never met a nerd named Pookie. You did. I'm just saying it don't happen. I just don't trust you. You name Juan. How you doing, Juan? That's what's up, bro. I ain't giving you no ride nowhere. No. I'm not doing shit for your GoFundMe account. No. You on bullshit. Your name is Juan. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck your name. DeJuan Dell. DeJuan Dishes. Juan Quavo. I don't give a damn what your name for. Why? No. Get the fuck from around me. I'm just saying. Some of y'all looking at your friend Juan right now going, he talking about you, dog. Juan going, that's fucked up, man. But it is what it is. So I'm just going to leave that like that. That's what you get for fucking with Juan.
Well, first of all, why would Juan write a fake? That's like trying to take a fake letter when you was in school and you had your sister or your friend sign your letter and it don't even look real. and then you get called to the principal, and then your mama get called. Come on, that's the same thing. If it doesn't have a seal, dumb from a. All right.
Oh shit! Don't remind me. I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you continue after this. But I remember. Oh, I tried to write a note for my mom. No, I shouldn't say I tried. I wrote it. I tried to pass it off as it was from my mom. It is, but I think in the third grade, I think my teacher could tell my mama did not write that letter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I got the brakes beat off me. It is what it is.
Right. How many report cards did your mom actually see? Like, you know, because back in the day, we had to sign them and return them back to school. Y'all don't know about that. We had to have our parents sign them, and you had to get credit to get it back. So, I mean, if you have bad grades, you'd be like, sis, handle that. You know how to forge her signature. And then your mom be like, where the grades at?
Mm-hmm.
You got lost somewhere. You know, they didn't come out, you know, because they ain't checking because parents was busy. Like they are now, but they were busy making sure. But they would go back and check because we thought we was scot-free. But they would go back and check, yeah. But, bruh, anybody when it comes to letters from doctors or whatever, they're going to verify. That's why it's called trust, but verify. Trust, but verify. So, do you know who Jerry Sloan is?
Sound like a porn name, but no. Who's Jerry Sloan?
Wow. He's a legendary, legendary NBA coach. Legendary, sir. Jerry Sloan was a member of the Utah Jazz organization for 30 years. He has died due to complications from... No, just kidding.
Oh, shit.
Parkinson's disease.
Oh. I'm on the corona?
Right. And dementia. he was...
The corona I want.
Corona friend. He was definitely a dedicated and loyal to the franchise. He was head coach for the Jazz for 23 years with 20 trips to the playoffs. He lost to Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. So Sloane also worked as assistant coach, scout, senior basketball. So rest in peace, Sloane, Jerry. He was a good coach.
Right, okay. Yeah, let's do our moment of silence for the coach. And there we go. All right, I'm going to leave him alone. My bad about the porn joke. My bad. I didn't realize you're talking about somebody who passed. That's how I always get beat up at the party. I'm just saying. That's how I always get beat up at the party. I didn't know who he's talking about. So may he rest in peace.
All right, that's all the who's up and who's getting fat for tonight.
Okay. So, looks like we got about 10 minutes to go.
Play a track.
I'm gonna take a breather. Yeah, look, we already on the same thing. Sit your little litty lit ass down. Ugh. Trying to think, am I going to play a throwback? Should I play something new? Huh. I don't know. Look, now you're really quiet. It is what it is. Ooh, I hate me. This right here is, we're going to do it like this. With everything going on, Friday Night Live.
Right.
I couldn't think of nothing slick to say.
Yeah,
but we're going to do it like this right here. God's plan. Drake.
All right, now.
Can y'all see me doing that little dance?
Live.
With my knees?
Stop doing the dance.
Don't think it, because...
Yeah.
My bad.
Don't start no trouble with me.
Stop, it's really hurt yourself.
Keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. Still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the O2 into the O3, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching this shit close, yup, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yup, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Friday Night Live. Trying to get y'all going. DJ E Monster. Miss Unbelievable from the SoulOfMeSpeaks.com. I'm MonstarsRadio.com. Alright, Friday night. What y'all got going on? Y'all gonna go out and get y'all some Corona booty? What y'all gonna do this weekend? And on lift the quarantine in some state? It's unbelievable. I heard they've been going crazy up north here in Minnesota. Somebody at the little bars. They're turned up already. They talking about shutting shit back down. I mean, what have you heard about the quarantine being lifted and people getting out and about? Have you heard things? Ooh, do I got myself on mute? No? No? You there, Liddy? Liddy, Liddy! Shit, I hope. Maybe it's my system. Shit, let's try something else right quick. All right, let me see what else I got over here. I'm just going to play some because if they can't hear me, it looks silly as hell. Let me check my system.
Shackles on my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go, let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. Hey, tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. This, oh.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them, tell them, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna, wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles,
shackles on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Friday Night Live, Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, Richfield, Brooklyn Center, all the way up to St. Cloud, and even Moorhead. Moorhead, Minnesota.
Moorhead.
Yeah, I know it's Moorhead, but still, yeah, Moorhead.
I like Moorhead. You getting some head? Because I'm getting some head. I'm getting some head from Moorhead.
Calm down now. Calm down.
Now.
So, all right, we're bringing it back. Let's see, we got like 3 minutes. So, let's see. Anything else we want to put out there?
Yes. So, when you go out, they are making rules that you have to wear your mask. So, be creative. Get a mask that matches almost every outfit in your closet. And you know what they say? You got to have a basic black, blue, gray, white, maybe throw in a color of red, you know, to make sure that you're color coordinating with your outfits, because guess what? It ain't going nowhere. Ooh, it ain't going nowhere. Get your kids' masks. They are required to wear them also. They don't think that kids under 5 should wear them, but if you feel like you want to, put them on your babies as well. It's mandatory to have masks on when you go into every place you go starting on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And they just made churches essential. So if you go to church, you wear your mask in there. They ask that you don't sing. I don't know what you're going to do in church because that's what you're doing, you know, but hey. Color coordinate. Have fun. If you go out, it's outdoor dining is what they're offering right now. I just don't trust that either. But have fun. 6 feet away, they're opening up different things. So if you feel like your immune system is immune enough, I say have at it. But take your vitamins and boost your immune system. Eat well. Take care of yourself. But you won't catch me, dog.
You won't catch me. Well, I'm just going to say like this. All fun and games. Some of you ugly motherfuckers just don't get lucky. Because if they making people wear masks in the bar, there's going to be a lot of ugly people having babies next year. I'm just going to keep it 100. Some of y'all only look cute like that. Got your little hat on, your little mask. Oh, shit, it's going down. You think it look like some more and more under that mask. I'm just saying. Looking like Iris Elba. Tyrese Gibson. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
I can't.
Get in.
With you. But true that, true
give me
that.
Some little eye contact.
You know,
some little grand eye contact. Shit.
Ooh.
Look, the radio station said, I rebuke you.
Right, because I was about to start clowning. Because I'm about to start clowning. Because, man, just think about the guys who is fucked up ugly, all up in the grill, and he take it off. He's like, damn! I'll pass.
Oh, shit. That's our Friday Night Live. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can leave your comments and suggestions at support@monsideradio.com. But please leave your mask on with your ugly ass. Okay. Any last words? You just blew me away with that one.
No, damn! Don't be coming out here fooling nobody. I know who y'all be doing. Nah, stop it. Don't do it. That ain't fair. And then, brush your damn teeth because we can smell your breath when you take that damn mask off. Have gum as your friend or mint as your cousin. And I will see you on Monday for Monsters Monday.
And good night.